was. Kind of just what you were thinking when you were told.
I was taking a nap, and I went out to the room to go pee, and then I hear my name from my vision coach, Martin. And I'm like, they trade me, because I was not expecting anything. But he just told me that Lopez got something on his neck, and he went like, is it bullpen or is you? And I'm like, I got it. And then we traveled to the office, and Alex was on the phone, and he went like, hey, Martin, are you available? I'm like, yeah, I got the ball tonight. And he went like, how much time you need? I'm like, I got enough time. That's an hour, I'll be fine. And I just, you know, put my cleats and, you know, all the uniform and went outside, and one of the best games in my career.
Were you thinking no hitter there?
I was not thinking of that. I mean, I knew that I was throwing good, but I was just competing, you know, trying to hit my spots, use my, you know, all my pitches, trying to hit the my locations, you know, and you know, that was all. I was enjoying the game too, and you know, we got the win.
Almost easier to pitch in that circumstance, not having to think about a start.
No, but you know, at this point in my career, I don't put pressure on myself. You know, I just got to go out there and do my job and support my team, because from the first day and till now, they've been showing me a lot of love. And so when they told me, hey, it's your the bullpen, I'm like, I got it. I want to show them how fun it is to be here and how comfortable I feel here. And you know, I'm not going to do something wrong and going to put my team in bad situation. And I just got the ball and did my job today.
What did the reception from both your teammates and the crowd mean to you as you were walking off the field?
It was a good feeling, man, you know, especially after this seven inning and one hit. I think we played good defense too. Our offense was good too, and, you know, that was give me an extra, you know, power, I think. But everything was great, man. I think we played a great game today.
Our team, the book on this team, nearly all season has been, oh, the Braves need another start. Hours before the deadline, Braves need a starter, and then right before the game, you guys have another starter get injured. What does it mean for you to go out and put forth an outing like that in the midst of all that?
It's just, I think for me, I don't have excuses, you know? And I'm an employer, so if you need me to do something and I'm available, why not to do it? And like I say, they've been showing me a lot of respect, a lot of love, and I think to do the same is just doing it, you know, get the ball on pitch. Because, like I said, I'm not going to put my team in a bad situation if I can do something for you know, to help the team to win. And that happened tonight. I mean, I was, you know, all my days, and mentally I'm strong. I mean, I've been doing this for, you know, half of my life, and, you know, I like to pitch, man. I like to compete, and I know I was not expecting this, but like I said, my team need me in the mound. I'm gonna be ready to do my job.
Sorry if you already answered this, but Walt discussed potentially having an opener give you a little extra time. You felt like you didn't need it.
He just told me how much time you need, and I looked at the clock, and it was like 6:24. And I went, I know that I got enough time. I don't need enough time. I mean, are you sure? I went, like, yeah, I'm going to put everything on my uniform. I'm going to the weight room. I'm going to stretch my arm and I go out. I'll be fine, especially with this weather. You get hot quick, you know.
We've talked in the past about you wanting to set a good example, especially for the younger players. What's the biggest lesson they can take from what you went out and did there tonight?
I mean, it's just trust your staff, man, and you got to have conviction with what you're doing. Because I think the hardest stuff in this game is trust your staff. If you don't trust your staff, you're not gonna play this game for a long time. And I know people say this, that the hardest team in baseball is hit or pitch or throw strikes. It's trust your staff. Because I mean, you can have all the talent, but you go out there and you don't trust your staff, is solving for you. And I always trust my staff, I trust myself, and mentally I'm strong. You know, I've been up and down a lot on my career, and 2 days was not the session. So I was ready to do my job, and I think everything just come together and we'll be good.
You said it was special tonight because your family was here.
Yeah.
You called and said, hey, get to the game.
I called my wife. She was out there with my babies, and I called like 3 minutes before I go out. I was like, you better come to the game. She was like, why? Because I'm pitching tonight. Like, why are you going to pitch? Because we have nobody else. Are you sure you're going to be fine? I was like, yeah. I'm going to do it. If I'm not trying, I'm not going to tell you if I'm fine or not. But this is my job. I know what can I do when I got the ball in my hands, and then you just go to the stand and cheer for me.
Martín, bueno, Always, primero que nada, felicitaciones. Always antes hablaba de que, bueno, tú no, cuando llegaste al equipo no tenías ni siquiera un puesto seguro. Hoy no ibas a pichar y terminas lanzando uno de los mejores juegos, probablemente el mejor juego de tu carrera. Si nos puedes llevar un poquito a lo que fue tu apertura, estás tratando de ir.
Sabes, yo siempre me preparo. Yo sé que en spring training a lo mejor yo no llegué con algo seguro, porque obviamente tenía que demostrar que primero que nada estaba sano, porque en el momento que yo me monté en un montículo, yo sé cómo yo puedo sacar un bateador de agua. De eso no tengo la menor duda, yo sé que ellos tampoco, pero yo siempre me preparé y estuve listo para cualquier oportunidad que me dieran, y yo simplemente salí allá afuera a hacer mi trabajo hasta que pues se dieron cuenta, de acuerdo a los resultados que yo enseñaba cada vez que salía, que podía ayudarlos desde la rotación, y me dieron la oportunidad. Y hoy pues, sabes, me sorprendió un poco porque yo no pensaba pichar hoy. Pero cuando me enteré de la lesión de López, pues obviamente no teníamos más opciones. Yo siento que mi trabajo como abridor no solamente ganar juegos, también es salvar a mis compañeros en el bullpen. Somos abridores, tratamos de ir largo en el juego para que ellos puedan descansar cuando un abridor esté afuera. Entonces, tomé la decisión sin ninguna duda, como siempre lo dije. Yo siempre confío en lo que Dios me ha dado, mi talento, mi staff. Y hoy no solamente yo me lo demostré a mí mismo, sino que a muchas personas que me estaban viendo. No tengo que demostrarle nada a mis compañeros, ellos saben el tipo de persona que soy y lo que me gusta competir, pero a todos esos chamos que están viendo en una pantalla de que para estar en este nivel o para jugar béisbol no necesitas ninguna excusa, necesitas tener corazón y muchas ganas y el deseo de salir allá afuera y competir por tu equipo. A mí me ha tocado competir con este equipo porque el primer día me han enseñado que están conmigo, que los jugadores que están detrás de mí juegan duro. Obviamente me he ganado ese respeto de la manera que picho, de la manera que compito, y tú recibes cosas buenas cuando tú entregas cosas buenas.
¿Llamaste a tu esposo en el último minuto? Okay.
Sí, la llamé, le dije que tenía que estar pendiente porque iba a pichar, y se puso nerviosa, pero yo le dije, no te preocupes, que yo tengo mi día de descanso, yo estoy bien, yo simplemente voy allá afuera a hacer mi trabajo y que pase lo que pase, ¿sabes? Yo no controlo nada después que yo tiro la bola, pero gracias. Yo creo que el comportamiento que mantuve en el montículo hoy fue espectacular. Me tomé mi tiempo en los picheos que me metía por debajo y podía ejecutar, y al final nos llevamos el juego ganado.
Walt said that George came running in his office like Kramer from Seinfeld. So was it Hef that woke you up?
Yeah.
Okay. How did he wake you up?
No, I was in that room and I went out to, you know, pee, and then I was hearing my name from somewhere, and I looked at it and I went, oh, are they going to train me or what?
Okay.
But as soon as he told me the situation with Lopez, I'm like, I got you. And when I, you sure, Martina, when I got you, guys, give me the ball, I'm going to pitch. Let's go to the office and talk to the manager. And as soon as I got into the office, everybody was panicked. And I was like, what's going on? And then Ale was on the phone and he was like, hey, Martino, are you going to do this? I was like, yes, give me the ball, I'm going to do it. And then the rest of the night was a history.
Any last ones?
I talked to Bryce about this last night. This is one of the top offenses in baseball, and you guys have relatively had a lot of success against them. What's been the key for that?
I mean, we play the game that we like to play together. And as a pitcher, I'm just going to go out there and make sure I hit my spot, because I'm not going to give you nothing free to the to those guys. I mean, they got good lineup. They can hit, and but when I'm in the mound, I'm better than everybody. That's my mentality, and the people who know me, I'm a humble guy. But when it's time for me to compete for my team, for my teammates, that's how I think. And tonight I went out there and I went like, I'm gonna do this because I trust my staff and I trust my teammates. So I got nothing to lose, because at the end, when you throw the ball, you not control the pitches, you know? You just gotta do everything, most of the time perfect, to hit the spot. And today was one of the best days that I feel with my delivery and everything. I was competing, I was hitting my spot. And when I got a hit in the 17th inning, I was like, it's okay, you've been doing this for 7 innings. One pitch is not gonna change the game. It's just trying to get the last out, and we're gonna be fine. We're gonna win the game.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.